Well, welcome to Sparks Team Train Call for Monday, March 4th, 2013. Tonight we're going to talk about an important subject that AMSOIL talks about a little bit in some of their literature, but it's account interference and dealing with registered accounts for your protection. But first things, we're going to talk about some announcements. We got this coming Saturday. There's a dealer training in Nashville this Saturday, March 9th, from 9 till noon. The details of it are in the email. If you haven't gotten the email, contact me and I'll forward you all the information. You can register for this. There is a $5 fee for that, but it's kind of just go to cover some drinks and stuff since it's 9 o'clock till noon. Just a small $5 fee is all it's going to cost for that. There's also an AMSOIL dealer meeting and field trip to the Mid-America Truck Show in Louisville, Kentucky. That's March 21st. We'll be meeting up there. About 6 o'clock is the actual dealer meeting. It's with David and Carol Bell, Tom and Jennifer Worth, John Gore, myself. We're going to be up there. We're going to talk about AMSOIL. But before that, we're going to try to go up early and walk through the Louisville or the Mid-America Truck Show. So be sure to register for that if you can get off work. That's the 21st. It's a Thursday. So it is during the week. I understand everybody can't make it up there. But if you can, or if you're in the Louisville area, stop by. We'd love to meet up with you. There is an important video I wanted to talk about. It was in the newsletter that I put out, but I just have to really go over it because it's so exciting. You know, the 40th convention is coming up, and there's going to be some AMSOIL promotions put out by AMSOIL. The video was done by Dean Alexander, the Executive Vice President and CFO of AMSOIL. And so what he explained in this video was some of the prizes and wonderful things for AMSOIL that's going to be given away during that time. They're going to give out a free vehicle wrap package for your vehicle. They're going to give 10 packages for 3 nights hotel up there, 5 packages for a free 5-night hotel, free conventions. They're going to give 3 core technology courses away for free, over $10,000 in cash prizes. So that's a pretty big deal. If you've never been to the AMSOIL convention, it's pretty cool. Mr. Amatuzio just loves to give away money for some reason, and so he just starts just calling people up, giving away money. It's pretty cool. So your trip could actually be paid for with some of these incentives. And the grand prize of all is a 2013 Ford Transit Connect, which is fully wrapped. This is like a small, fuel-efficient commuter vehicle that's it's great for AMSOIL because you can put your AMSOIL stuff in it. It looks really good, and so you could have a chance to win that. And but you do have to register before March 31st to get your chance to win some of these drawings. So get yourself registered before the end of this month, and then also on top of that, you get more chances for based on the number of dealers, PCs, commercial, and retail on the shelf accounts that you register. So the more you work between now and the convention, the more chances you have to win will be, and this is a pretty good deal. As Dean Alexander says, you know, with about 1,500 expected dealerships in attendance, your chance to win something is pretty darn good. The core technology course is July 16th to the 18th. The direct jobber portion is July 17th through the 18th. And the convention is July 18th through the 20th. Myself, I'm going to be up there for the core technology. I'll skate out of there on the 18th and go to, or the 17th, a half a day early, and go to the direct jobber portion. And then, of course, the convention starts in the afternoon of the 18th and goes through the 20th. So it's going to be a fun time, and I think it's just if you're not registered and you're planning on doing it, you better do it before the 31st of March so you can be entered for the drawings to win. Next week's call, we're going to have direct jobber interview with Mark Schell. He is a longtime AMSOIL dealer, over like 35 years, I believe, and he's very knowledgeable about products. He's a Society of Lubrication person, and he knows a lot about product, and he knows a lot about the Enzo business. So mark your calendars. That's next Monday. Invite all your dealers to listen to this. This is a top-level Enzo dealer. He's usually on the top row in the magazine. He's been there for as long as I can remember. So this is going to be a great interview. I'm going to try to keep getting more of these top dealers in on the calls, and I think they're just important to hear how Enzo started and how they built their business to the highest levels. Well, tonight's call is really kind of a touchy subject, and I feel it should be talked about. The reason I feel it should be talked about is because it's really not always clear when you first sign up as an AMSO dealer, and then once you do, you realize that we have this thing that's called account protection. So that's a plus for our business because while we don't have any territories, we do have account protection. That means that you can register an account, which means a dealer, a PC, a commercial, a retail on the shelf account, anywhere in the United States and Canada. And after registering this account, they're locked in to your dealership as long as they remain an active customer. And what an active customer is for a commercial retail account, that's one that orders at least every 15 months. After 15 months of inactivity, they go inactive, and they lose that account protection status. They're still under you, and they could be revived. I've had some that were 2 or 3 years old and decided they want to order again and did that. But they do lose their protection status. And it's 1 year after the expiration for a dealer or a PC. So, for instance, if you registered a preferred customer for the six-month plan, they end their preferred customer membership. They're still locked in for you for a year after that, 1 year, one calendar year. So just bear that in mind. And I think this is a fair, very fair system. It helps maintain the integrity of the dealer network. But with that being said, AMSO has enacted some rules and guidance to help dealers understand and maintain the account protection status. That protects everyone. It protects the account. It protects the integrity of AMSO. It protects the dealer that maintains that account, whether they're a local dealer or they're a dealer across the United States. So without these rules, I believe it would be like the Wild West out there, and there would be no integrity, and I don't think the dealer program could work at all without the account registration or the account protection program. So recently, I had a conversation with Tim Gold, and this is kind of what brought some of this about. We got to talking about the account registration and some dealers, if there's any gray area in that and how to get around some of it or how it works and whatnot. And so I just wanted to bring up some of the points of what he talked about, and he says it's really pretty clear if you read over the AMSO G item for that. It's a G2194, and it's called the Initial Contact Guidelines for Registering Dealers, Preferred Customers, and Accounts. I'm just going to briefly go over some of these points that I think are important of, you know, registering these accounts and understanding what accounts are already protected or not. In the first couple paragraphs, AMSO says that, you know, presents a world of opportunity for anyone that really wants to work at their business with unlimited opportunities to sell their products. And with that, we have the dealer preferred customer program, commercial and retail on the shelf. And dealers can use any combination of this that they want to build their AMSO business. With the opportunities, establishing preferred customers and accounts, and not by selling the products or attempting to register those are already established by other dealers. AMSO dealerships are not granted exclusive territory. Dealers preferred customers and accounts, however, are considered protected. Interference frequently results in harmed relationships, lost customers, and lost dealers. This is really the biggest thing that happens. If you have a relationship with one of your accounts and somebody else walks in and starts talking AMSO, even if it's a harmless thing, it could ruin a relationship and cause that person to decide to even just to quit buying AMSO. And then, therefore, the dealer is affected, is in his commission and his business and so forth. So these actions can adversely affect the image and reputation of AMSOIL and all dealers. And so, therefore, there's a few things that I just wanted to cover. One of the things that you always want to do is you want to qualify an account. You know, you want to find out if they already know about AMSOIL or if they're already using AMSOIL and so forth. And I kind of broke that down between trade shows and then local prospecting. So if you're working at a trade show, you know, you always ask a person, you know, hey, do you currently use AMSOIL? Are you a current AMSOIL customer? If they are, then you would ask them, you know, where do you purchase your AMSOIL? Do you buy it from a store? Do you get it directly from AMSOIL? Do you know who your AMSOIL dealer is? And if they answer, you know, yes to these questions, then you'll determine that they're already registered. Just let them know that they should contact AMSOIL or their servicing dealer, and the number to call is 715-392-7101, and ask for account registration, and they'd be glad to take care of you. For local prospecting, you could use some of these same questions, but really what you want to do before you even go into a local account is look at the outside of the building. Do you see any AMSOIL signs or stickers? And if you do, then you probably would be able to tell that that's already kind of in a protected account. Like, for instance, I've got a small engine shop. He's got a big AMSOIL sign there. I mean, he wouldn't have it there. He wasn't selling it. You probably don't want to go into that account. walk in to the account and look around. Do you see any products or literature? That's another way to determine. Whether you're meeting face-to-face with prospects or speaking with them on the phone, the following questions should be asked to determine if they are protected, and AMSOIL has it in the literature. Under verbal qualification, it says, are you registered AMSOIL dealer or preferred customer? Do you have a commercial retail on the shelf account with AMSOIL? Have you sold AMSOIL products in the past? If so, when? And, you know, just asking those things. And again, if they have used or sold on AMSOIL products in the past 15 months, cease the call and move on to the next product. And if they don't know when the last time that they bought AMSOIL, if you walk in there and, you know, they've got a cord of some product that we don't even carry anymore, or that doesn't look like they have had any product in a while, and they say, well, we carried it a long time ago, there's a way to determine if they are protected. And doing the right thing is also set forth in the guidelines here. You can contact AMSOIL directly and ask the account services if they are a registered account. It's called verifying customer status. What I recommend doing is if you're doing local prospecting, you walk in, the guy says, hey, look, I haven't carried AMSOIL in forever. Nobody ever asked for it or whatever. Well, step outside and just call up AMSOIL. Scott Rochelo is the customer service guy. You can usually get in touch with him pretty quickly. You can also ask for your RSM. Sometimes they answer, but a lot of times they're very busy and they're taking other calls, their meetings or whatever. But Scott Rochelo, he's the person probably to ask in customer service. He can look up their information. You'll want to know the name of the account, the address, and the phone number if you can get it. And sometimes accounts have two different names. Like, for instance, my Napa store is Napa, but it's also Riverside Auto Parts. So you'll want to know if it's how it's – there could be various ways it's registered. That's why having the address and the telephone number and, the location or whatever is important. And they'll let you know if that account is still in protected status or not. If you're talking to a dealer or PC, you can do the same thing with AMSOIL. They'll say, let me get back to you and see the status of it. You know, they say, well, I haven't had my AMSOIL dealership expired and I haven't renewed it or whatever. You can call AMSOIL and determine. And if it turns out that they're protected, you know, you just kind of take a step back cease the sales call at that point in time. One thing I did want to mention, there is a real helpful brochure that AMSOIL has, and don't ask me how to find it because I had to call Tim Golden to find the thing. It has no G number, It's actually under the trade show, some trade show link that he sent me, but it's a it's like a handout, I guess, that Amsoil made to give at trade shows. But you could carry some of these around with you, and I'll post a link to it on the on the call notes, and you can download that and print it out and just have it, you know. And basically, if they are already if you determine that they're a registered customer and they ask, you know, hey, I never see my dealer, I don't know who my dealer is, you know, my dealer never comes around, my dealer doesn't live local, you know, those are all things that that really are not your responsibility. What you want to do is put them in touch with Amsoil, and this little brochure shows how to do that, and ask them if they're already a customer. And I thank you for your support, Amsoil. Independent dealers, much like a dealer, provide the sheet you work with. And then it says here, have a question and answer. How do I find the name and phone number of my servicing dealer? What should I do if I have issues? Is there policy prohibits dealers other than my servicing dealers working with me? And, of course, it says yes, all Amsoil dealers are registered to specific Amsoil dealers. Each of those customers is protected. As such, a dealer is prohibited working with a customer registered under another Amsoil dealer. It says, how do I find out more about marketing Amsoil and distribution and so forth? What should race teams do when looking for Amsoil racing sponsorship? Tell us about that. Should magazine, that's kind of, I guess, more trade show stuff. But this is just a little quick thing, and it really should diffuse the situation because it really spells out how to contact Amsoil. It's official document from Amsoil, so you don't have to worry about getting in trouble, and just walk away from that account and cross that one off your list. Same thing at a trade show. They said they already have. They don't know who their dealer is. If you have a couple of these printed out, you can just hand that to them and tell them to get in touch with Amsoil. So the positives of the program, I think that I don't want to make this a call on negativity tonight, because I think it's a positive program, and I think it really helps solidify the business that we're in and the ability for us to go anywhere in the United States and sell Amsoil products, register dealers, sell on the Internet, and so forth. So the positives of the program is that dealers who feel they've been adversely affected by another dealer can submit a review request form. It's a G2195. It's available for download in the dealer zone. And you can fill that form out, and Amsoil will investigate, and they'll do a review. And if there's something that and steps that need to be taken, Amsoil will take that action. The other positive is that, you know, that if you register an Amsoil customer, whether it's in your backyard or across the country, Amsoil has your back. So that's a positive of this program. Action on offending dealers can and will be taken. I talked to Tim, and I asked him. I said, you know, really, has Amsoil taken any action? You know, and they said this is serious business. That's what he said directly. He says the account interference is serious business, and he told me today that they have taken fines from dealers. Dealers have had their dealership terminated, and this is not only for interference, but also ethics violations, which I guess we could talk about in another call. But really, operating your dealership in an ethical manner is always a prudent thing to do, especially if you want to be successful in your Amsoil. One other thing that you want to do, if you do have registered accounts, whether they're preferred customers, dealers, commercial or retail accounts, is train them. Train them that you are their servicing dealer. They're the first. You're the first line that they should go to for questions, requests for literature, or anything. Stay in touch with them. If you can email them, if you can call them, of course, every whenever it's prudent to do so. If they're local, go visit your accounts. Let them know that you're their servicing dealer. I also train them of the policy. Say, look, you know, this is our profession, and you know, sometimes there's other dealers out there. There's no territories, but we do have account protection. You're my account. That's how I earn my living. If you ever have another dealer come in, you know, just let them know that you're an Amsoil account already, and if they keep pursuing it, you know, I teach my accounts to say, you know, get their business card. You can get that guy's business card or brochure or something and, you know, give it to me. I'll take care of it, because it can damage that relationship in the long term. It's actually worked. I've gotten several business cards from dealers that left of my protected accounts, and we've had to work out the difficulties of that situation. One of the, you know, like I said, a couple of the things, if you're in an account already that you know, you kind of got yourself in the door, and, you know, they're asking, you know, you got to talk to them, but you didn't realize they were already registered, and they say, well, you know, my dealer never comes by anymore, or, you know, my dealer lives in Timbuktu, and it would be nice to have a local dealer. And that's tempting. That's tempting because, you know, we want to help the accounts. We want to help AMSOIL sell more AMSOIL products. We want to keep the image up there. But that's that fine line that's being crossed once you try to help them out. You know, it can be tempting to offer assistance. It can be tempting to, you know, hey, here's, you know, cut my card if I can help you do anything. Don't do it. Just don't, because it really is can come back to bite you later. You know, have them contact AMSOIL, give them the 715-392 number. If you've got the little brochure that I talked about, hand that to them. Thank them for their time and go on about your merry way. Well, to say all that, you know, I'm not wanting to get on my high horse because I'm obviously not perfect, and maybe I'm talking about this because I needed a refresher on it as well. Quick story, I was walking out of my Harley-Davidson dealership here in Clarksville, and a gal was walking in or walking out, or vice versa, I don't remember which one it was, and she asked, she says, oh, do you sell AMSOIL? I said, well, yeah, I sure do. They sell here at the Harley shop, and, you know, I service this account. She says, well, I've got a little convenience store down across the river, and I've been trying to get some AMSOIL in there. I didn't know there was a local dealer. I said, yeah, I'm here local, but you know, I can help you out with that, of course. And we set up a time appointment, got me a little packet of literature together. You know, it didn't seem like she was registered at all. She says, I've been trying to get it, didn't know there was a local dealer. That's all she said. I didn't ask if she already had an account and do any of their stuff. I made my appointment. I go down there, give away. I give away too much stuff. I had like 4 or 5 bottles of stuff, 2-cycle oil and Quick Shot and, you know, MP, a little of this, a little of that, and then my paperwork down there and whatnot. So I fill out the paperwork, she had said, well, I requested some information a couple of months ago. That should have been the red flag right there, but I didn't think about it. All I seen was, you know, a little information, a couple of brochures or whatever, and I didn't even think anything of it. Didn't see anything that said account number, didn't see an account packet or anything like that. I just saw a couple brochures. Well, turns out when I turned in the application that the account was already registered, and the dealer that had registered was not happy about that, and that I'd went in on this account, and it was an honest mistake. I'd say it had been registered. I'm not into taking somebody else's account, but they pushed it a little further, and I'd gotten corrective action taken on that, what became of the account, if they still carry him. I've never been back there since, obviously. It does happen. You know, I would never intentionally try to steal somebody's account, just like I wouldn't want somebody to intentionally steal mine. So it does happen. If you follow the guidelines and if you, are just honest about what you're doing, I think you're going to be safe in this here. But just try to stay out of that gray area that we talked about. You know, my dealer never comes by anymore. My dealer lives in Timbuktu, or you know, it'd be nice to have a local dealer. You know, we're not going to have that. I did ask Tim about the, if they are a protected account, how do you determine, you know, how long it's protected for or what have you? We didn't really, there wasn't really an answer on that. Basically, it just says, you know, cease and desist, move on. So I don't know if you would want to call back every, 3 to 6 months, call AMSOIL, you keep their information, you call up 6 months later, say, hey, is this account protected or not? And they'll tell you yes or no. And if it becomes open, then you can go back and make your sales call. That's about all I can say to do on that. So just write down their information, put it in your calendar, you know, if you want to do it 3 months, 6 months, or whatever. AMSOIL's not going to tell you that when the account becomes inactive. They're not going to do that. they really want to keep the original dealer that registered them as their account, and that's AMSL's policy. If their account isn't being serviced, it's not your responsibility to help them be serviced and all that other stuff. Of course, handing out this little brochure that I'm talking about, questions and answers, that's one way for them to get in touch with AMSL. But if their servicing dealer is not doing their job, they're not ordering product, they're eventually become inactive, and then it's your chance then to go work with them. And so that's use your own discretion on that. I would not go back into the account while they are protected. That's one thing I wouldn't do. I would just keep calling AMSL, asking them, you know, is this account available? I wouldn't call them every week, you know, but do it in a timely manner. Put it in your calendar, have it come up, and call them up. Is this account active or protected? And they'll tell you. And when it does, then you have a chance to go back in there. So with that, I'm going to open the call up for anybody to ask any questions on this. If they've got questions on the account interference, maybe you got a story, you got a situation you want me to help explain, I'd be glad to help you out with that.
So Michael, this is Sean. Quick question is, so if that account, that customer requests a different person, can they do that, or do you just say walk away? Do you say if they say, hey, I really want a local guy, and you say, well, I can't do anything, but you can contact AMSL direct, is that an option?
Yeah, that's up to them, and AMSL to say, you know, a lot of times they're going to want that local guy because, oh, this guy's local, he can maybe deliver products or whatever, which, I mean, we're not going to be able to do any of that stuff. They just, for whatever reason, and they say that, and AMSL has put out that they do things to like try to still call other dealers to try to see if they can get better deals, even though they already have an account. You know, they're just trying to, people that are in business, obviously, they want to get the best deal. So they're going to try to find other dealers to see if they can get a better deal, which they can't because they get the AMSL wholesale price list. You just walk away from that and say, well, we can't help you. You know, we can't help you. And really, having a local dealer isn't. I don't really think that. In some ways, it's good. In some ways, you know, if people are coming in buying AMSL products, I've got a really great account in Arkansas, and she's just happy, tickled pink. You know, she texts me and emails me, and we just have a great relationship. And I'm not local, so.
Okay.
Anyhow. Anyone else have a story or a comment that they want to talk up about the account interference? No? Okay. Well, I appreciate everybody listening in tonight. I hope it was a good call for everyone. Be sure to download the brochure, the G2194. I'll also link to that on the call notes. Just read over that thing. I don't think AMSL... that should be a required reading for all new dealers because it really kind of spells out exactly how the program works and everything. And if you follow that to the letter, it does. It will protect you as well as your accounts and so forth. I don't think there's a big problem with it. I haven't seen any major problems. Now, of course, I can't tell you of my accounts that I have that maybe in El Paso, Texas, that don't buy anymore. They don't buy either because maybe I don't come by, or they don't buy because somebody else is servicing them. I'm not driving El Paso to find out. So, just want to be aware of the program. You want to keep yourself protected, your accounts protected, train your accounts again to know that you're their servicing dealer. You'll take care of them no matter what, and I think you'll be successful all the way around. So with that, hope everybody has a great night. Appreciate everyone calling in. Next week's call is going to be about a DJ interview with Mark Schell. So be sure to do that. There's always more information on the dealer training site, accountdirect.lubedirect.com. Go visit that anytime and download some of the training calls and information. So everybody have
a
good night. Yes, sir.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
I had a question for you. For our new dealers and who are under their direct jobbers, are the direct jobbers, like maybe and possibly yourself, getting to a point to where their smaller accounts, they're having trouble, I guess, justifying finding the time to take care of them as well as they would like to, and maybe like to pass them off to some of their new dealers?
You mean can a dealer pass off an account to a different dealer?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking? Yeah. Any dealer can transfer an account if they want to. That would be up to the individual dealer, and so forth. I've done that with the accounts in the past. You know, maybe another dealer was closer, and I felt that that person would do better than myself, and I just transferred that account. I don't know. That would be up to the individual dealer or DJ to do that.
Okay. So I guess too, kind of to fully answer my question is, since I'm under Jonathan, I think is under you. For every bit of product that I sell, somewhere you are accredited, you know, to that sale. Is that not correct?
Yeah, that's correct.